think a lot of people find it hard to imagine what a low carbon economy might look like. They hear an 80% emissions reduction, and their immediate feeling is, well, we could never achieve that, could we? Or the only way we could achieve it is to sit in the cold, in the dark, and not be mobile anymore, to go back to a primitive kind of living. And what we're setting out is a vision that will help people understand, unless people have a tangible sense of what it is we can do, they will feel helpless. You know, there isn't any need to be helpless. There is a set of things we can do, and we should get on and do them. We came up with a figure that to reduce emissions by 80% in 2050 against 1990 levels will cost around about 1 to 2% of GDP at that time. The figure that Nick Stern and his team also came up with back in 2006 or 7. It's a similar order of magnitude figure. We get to it a different way. So the Stern review was based on a global analysis. What we've done is a very detailed bottom-up analysis at the UK level. So a very, very small impact on growth. And what you get for that is a whole range of economic benefits. So it's 1% of GDP. Is that too much? And I think when people say, you know, it's too much, they're not thinking about 1% of GDP. They are thinking about multiples of that. They talk about the economy being closed down, about an end to growth. Well, you know, that is frankly nonsense, and the debate should be around the correct number. It fits into the more general story that you don't need radical behavior and lifestyle change to achieve our climate objectives.